Nolte, director, defends Netflix's Cuties as feminist. By John Nolte on September 15, 2020. Cuties director Maymuna Dukor is defending her Netflix film as feminist. She made the movie, Dukor said during a panel at the Toronto Film Festival. Because I saw so many things and so many issues around me lived by young girls, that I decided to make this film and sound an alarm and say we need to protect our children. It's bold, it's feminist, she added, but it's so important and necessary to create debate and try to find solutions. For me as an artist, for politicians and parents. It's a real issue. Our girls see that the more a woman is sexualized on social media, the more she's successful, she said. And yeah, it's dangerous. As you all know by now, Cuties, a movie about 11-year-old girls twerking like strippers in tight clothes, bare midriffs, and too much makeup, has caused a firestorm of controversy, and deservedly so. Cuties is indefensible. You don't make a movie to sound an alarm about child abuse by abusing a child. You don't make a movie to sound an alarm about animal abuse by abusing animals. You don't make a movie to sound an alarm about drug addiction by getting your actors addicted to drugs. So how does it make any moral sense for Dukor to sound an alarm about the sexualization of young girls by sexualizing young girls? It makes no moral sense, and that's why Cuties, regardless of the movie's message, is indefensible. Nothing about Cuties does anything to make a pervert feel ashamed of himself for lusting after children. In fact, if you're a pervert who likes prepubescent girls, Cuties is not only a feast for the eyes, it is a move straight in the direction of normalizing your lifestyle choice. No matter what your message is, you cannot defend the camera lingering on 11-year-old characters in tight short shorts shaking their backsides. No matter what the message is, you cannot defend countless crotch shots of 11-year-old girls opening their legs wide with hardly anything on. A talented director could have found all kinds of ways to shoot the twerking scenes without making those scenes a feast for perverts. Dukor chose not to do that. That was a choice. Netflix chose to distribute the movie and advertise it as softcore kiddie porn. That was a choice. Those of you wondering what was next after all this trans madness? This is it. Hollywood and the media are openly coming for our children. Drag Queen Story Hours and now this. It never stops. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.